Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, May 8th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We are on page 96, the first paragraph, Do Not Be Discouraged If You're Prospect, through one paragraph ending with Deprived Many Others Who Have Since Recovered of Their Chance. Comments on the one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Mary P., the 12 Traditions, Joanne L., and the readers of the text are Kara L., C.K., and Shelley E. The share ID for Wednesday, May 7th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,141. That's 22141. And for this morning's meeting, Thursday, May 8th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, is 22,146. That's 22146. Newcomer greeter is Diane B., and the announcements person is Leslie M. Thank you all for your service. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the 12 steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas. And these are the 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
And thank you very much, Mary P. And I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 Traditions of OA. Good morning, Joanne.
Oh, good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service, and thank you for everybody on the line. Good morning. I am Joanne L. from Rhode Island, and I am recovered in Rhode Island. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I hope you can all hear me okay because I'm in the car.
Yes.
One, common welfare, thank you, should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. In 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Well, thank you very much, Joanne L. from Rhode Island. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was written. What does the Big Book mean to us? To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 96. The first paragraph begins with, "Do not be discouraged if your prospect," and reading through that one paragraph, ending with, "deprived many others who might have since recovered of their chance." And now I will ask Kara L. to get us started. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Mo. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. Do not be discouraged if your prospect does not respond at once. Search out another alcoholic and try again. You're sure to find someone desperate enough to accept with eagerness what you have to offer. You find it is a waste of time to keep chasing a man who cannot or will not work with you. If you leave such a person alone, he may soon become convinced that he cannot recover by himself. To spend too much time on any one situation is to deny some other alcoholics the opportunity to live and be happy. One of our fellowship failed entirely with his first half dozen prospects. He often says that if he had continued to work on them, he may have deprived many others who have since recovered of their chance. Good morning. My name is Kara L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from California. You know, I find this paragraph This paragraph to me says, don't chase, you know. It also reminds me that I'm not God. I'm not a higher power. I don't have the ability to cure anyone, to, you know, what I can do is say, look, this is what worked for me, and I hope it works for you. I can share my experience, strength, and hope. But if I'm doing more work to keep you sober or abstinent, then I'm not being of service. I'm not being of service to you, because really at the end, once I take you through the steps, I'm hoping that, you know, the end goal is a spiritual awakening, as it says in step 12. Our end result is, you know. And if you're dependent on me to keep you abstinent, and I haven't been of service. You know, hopefully at the end you're dependent upon a power greater than yourself, right? That's my end goal from when I'm working with somebody, is to be of service, to share what I did. And hopefully they come out the other side with a profound spiritual awakening, right? And that has nothing to do with me. That's daily asking a power greater than me. Am I being of service? How can I be of service? How can I move through this? What do you need me to do? All those kinds of things. To continually stop it and say, am I being of service in this moment to this person? How, you know, if not, then maybe somebody else is going to be better service. And that's the other thing, too, is the arrogance, right? Oh, I'm the one that needs to cure them. No, I'm not. I can only give service. I heard a speaker say once, and I always keep this in mind, and they said, I don't know how long I'm in a sponsee's life. It could be for one word, one day, one year. It could be for many years. I don't know. This is not up to me. I don't know where I've been placed and what I'm supposed to do in that life. So when I keep that in mind, I find that it moves, you know, like maybe I was only there for a phone call and something that I said will trigger something later on. I don't know. It's the not knowing and the trusting and the power greater than myself and just asking how to move forward. That's all I can do today. That I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Kara L. from California, for getting us started. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph, page 96, the first paragraph at the top, do not be discouraged. And it ends with, who have since recovered of their chance.
Chanel T.
Chanel T. A star one. Then mute if you'd like to share. If you haven't shared, give it a try.
Nancy LJ, California.
Nancy LJ.
Marcel F., Manitoba, Canada.
Marcel F.
Christiana K., California.
Christiana K. Okay, gotcha, Christiana.
Karen KZ in Missouri.
Karen KZ. Anyone else? Okay, we'll go with that group. Janelle T., Nancy LJ., Marcel F., Christiana K., and Karen KZ. Everyone mute except Chanel. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you as always for your service. I'm Chanel T. in Washington State, grateful and recovered today by the grace of God. Wow, wow, wow. So this is one of those seminal paragraphs, right? And I've been taken here. I've taken sponsees here when they're sponsoring. I've taken fellows here, and I get to be reminded of it because I am imperfect as a sponsor. I am not ever going to be perfect, period. I'm human. And if we leave him alone, right, the food is beating the person down. It was beating me down, a compulsive eater, being beaten down in this horrific, abusive relationship. Is there going to be a point of time where I'm ready, where someone's ready to do whatever it takes, to go to any lengths? Guess what? As a sponsor, I don't determine when that time is for another human. I don't know if I determined it for me. I feel that when people say the gift of desperation, which sounded crazy to me at the time when I first came back in, is a gift. And I'm not sure it came from anything to do with my volition, my willpower, anything. It was, I had reached the end of me and I wanted recovery, even though I really was, it was nebulous to me what that meant at that point. I wanted to not be in bondage anymore. Forget the weight. Yeah, that needed to come off, of course, but it was the bondage to the food and the food behaviors. I needed that freedom. And the truth is, no one could have stopped me once I needed that freedom. But until I was ready, no one could have helped me. Yeah, sure, sponsor, but it wasn't going to work. Nothing to do with the sponsor and everything to do with my not being willing yet. I didn't have that gift of desperation. So it's important, it's actually vital that I remember that as a sponsor too. I can't want it more than the other person wants it. I can't be willing more than the other person is willing. It won't work. If they want what I have, they will do what was done with me and what I do. It's really that basic. It's spelled out right here. Bill W. had an experience with this himself. And yet by showing up and doing whatever it is I do, whether the other person comes through, calls back, works through it or not, I stay abstinent, I stay in recovery, and I'm free to hopefully, whenever God makes it possible, my higher power makes it possible, be there for someone else. It's an honor and a privilege to sponsor. It's an honor and a privilege to be in recovery today. I'm so grateful. And with that, I'll pass.
Ah, thank you very much, Chanel T. from Washington State. Up next is Nancy L. J. from California. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Ms. Mo. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Nancy L. J., gratefully recovered in California, Orange County. Claim in my seat. If you leave such a person alone, he may soon become convinced that he cannot recover by himself. For me, it just screams respect. Show this person the respect he or she deserves to have their own feelings, to be where they are, and to meet them where they are. Because Lord knows I have chased. I have kind of a quirky sense of humor, and here in my immediate family, we often talk about this series, Seinfeld. Life is like a Seinfeld episode, but there's an episode where one of the characters, George, his best friend, Jerry, has a girlfriend that doesn't like him, and by God, he is going to make her like him, hell or high water. It was driving him insane. And it makes me laugh, and I just think of this, because I've done that. And not just in this program, but in other things, you know, trying to figure out, well, maybe if I tell him this, he'll agree with me. And then he'll know I'm right, you know, because that's what's important is me, you know, and my feelings. But, just showing people respect is what I learned to do, and thank God in this program. Oh, my goodness. I've learned to live in this program, you guys. And if there's anybody on the line that some of this is confusing or you don't know what to do, or you just keep coming back. Just keep calling in. Just keep listening, reaching out. Eventually, it all comes, a lot of it comes clear. I mean, I still have so much to learn, right? I know only a little, but I'm just so grateful for these life lessons, every paragraph. And yeah, and I like to laugh at myself too. Bless, I've been there, done that. And another learning experience for today. So with that, I'll pass. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Nancy LJ in California, and I love outreach calls.
Thank you very much, Nancy LJ. Up next is Marcel F., followed by Christiana K. Good morning, Marcel.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. Thank you, everyone who's on the line, who shares and teaches me every time I call in. I am Marcel. I am a compulsive overeater, recovered today, but just for today, by God's grace, love, and mercy. I just love the big book and how it teaches us things. This paragraph has been such a comfort to me when I've been struggling with sponsorship. And I have to say that in sponsorship is probably where I have learned the most about myself and about our beautiful program and about the fact that there is a God and it's not me. I've known intellectually for many, many years that it's not up to me if the other person recovers, but yet my behavior didn't really always match that belief. I have chased, just like some of the other people have said today, I have chased and realizing that we need to let go. We need to let people find their own path. I was not ready to surrender till I was ready. When that happened, it didn't matter so very much what my sponsor said. It mattered that I was willing to go to any length to get this beautiful recovery. And I know that God sends me the sponsee that I need to have learning experiences, and hopefully that I can be of service to them. So thank you again for letting me share, and with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much, Marcel F. from Canada. Up next is Christiana K., followed by Karen KZ. Good morning, Christiana.
Good morning, everyone. This is Christiana K. from Northern California. Grateful. Recovering compulsive overeater. So grateful that I can be here this morning. And grateful that this is what we read today, because I'm meeting with a new sponsee later on. And it's so good to be reminded, because my ego can get in the way and think that I, out of the best intentions, because I am so happy about the program, that the program exists. I'm so excited that because it saved my life, and I think that everybody that needs it should have it, and I'm the one to pass it on, and it's just ego. I'm so grateful for the gift of desperation. Also, it didn't feel like a gift when I was in it, because I was truly hopeless when I came in, but that made me 100% willing to follow my sponsor directions, and that's how I recovered. I'm so grateful for that desperation, that sprouted, that willingness to take your action. Yeah, I wanted what you had. What you had, I definitely did. And if that's what it took to get it, I was going to do it. I had to let go of a sponsee 2 weeks ago because she didn't want to do the fourth step. She said, absolutely not. It's not up for discussion. I said, well, then you don't need a sponsor then, right? It looks like you're okay. If I get too attached to it, it is my ego. If I don't, I'm not God. Thank you. Thank you, God, that I'm not God. And I am so grateful that this information is there in the book, right? It's just you pass what you can. As my sponsor says, you're responsible for carrying the message, not to make sure that they get it. So I need to keep that in mind all the time, and I'm grateful for everybody that has shared so far. Thank you, and thank you, Mo, for your service. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Christiana K. from California. Before I take Karen KZ, let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 96, first paragraph. Do not be discouraged if you're a prospect. And it ends with, who have since recovered of their chance. And we're commenting on that one paragraph only. And after Karen, I will take another lineup. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Karen KZ in Missouri. And I'm back on sharing. I used to do it all the time, and I've avoided it. So here I am. We'll see what Higher Power has to say. I really, really appreciated hearing Bill say that, or not Bill, but say that someone had failed entirely with his first six dozen prospects. And I realized that it really isn't. It's not up to me whether people recover or not. And yet one of the things I have to look at about me is I'm so excited about this program. And I'm so excited about how God has transformed my life and continues to, that I want everybody to have it. And I can really get a little overzealous. And I think I can run people away with my enthusiasm and my wanting them to have something. So I've always thought this paragraph helped me understand that if somebody really isn't willing to do the work, because until I was ready to do the work, I did not recover. I did white knuckle abstinence for years in this program and went to meetings, and I liked it, but I didn't have the life that this promises us. And that I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to do what anybody told me to do. And so I think people are okay. And I have found a new thing that works for me. This is how God is guiding me right now. I don't really say, you know, I'll sponsor you. I say, would you like to read the doctor's opinion with me in the big book? And it's so non-threatening. And it so introduces them to the idea of entire abstinence and our disease and our twofold nature of it, that it's very not threatening. It's not like, okay, these are my assignments and this is what you have to do. And I don't know why, but that's just what I'm being guided to do now, and it's working really well. And then as we read the book and they find their food and they talk about it, I'm still not their sponsor. They're still not my sponsee. We're just two fellows talking. I find that as we move into the chapters of the book, that all of a sudden they think of me as their sponsor. And it's just such a gentle way to me to, anyway, again, I'm trusting and relying on infinite God. That's what my life is about. When I do that, my life is beautiful. When I try to take control and think I know what I'm doing, I fall on my face a lot. So anyway, I'm just so grateful for everyone and their shares and just being in this fellowship. So with that, I pass.
And thank you very much, Karen KZ. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph, page 96, the first paragraph?
Susan G.
Susan G.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Diane B.
Diane B. Press star one to, if you'd like to share. Anyone else?
Mary G.
Mary G. Making it easy for me, guys. Thank you. Anyone else? All right, we'll go with that lineup. Susan G., Diane B., and Mary G. Good morning, Susan G. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Susan, recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles, California. Thank you, everybody who's being of service today. Thank you to Cara for getting us started. And welcome if you are new to Vision for You. Luckily, you didn't waste too much time on me for the 16 years that I kept coming in and out, and I ghosted you, and I didn't call you back, and oh, please sponsor me. I know I'm ready. And the bottom line was I was ready to be thin, but you weren't telling me how to do that. You were telling me about all this work and prayer meditation I needed to do, and I just wasn't ready to hear it until the food beat me into a state of reasonableness. And I did, like on page 30, where it says, or whatever page it's on, you know, diagnose yourself, right? Yes, it is page, oh, 31, excuse me, 31. And I couldn't step away from that local bakery or the aisle. I couldn't step away because once I got in, that allergy kicked in and that phenomenon of craving, and I just kept seeking that effect. And then also, like as I mentioned, then once I started doing this, I was overzealous, like, oh my God, let me sponsor you, let me help you, And then God helps me simmer down to remind me that I'm carrying the message, not the alcoholic, as they say. So I can share with you what I've done, but until you are broken, there's nothing that I can do. And I don't block people's phone numbers. I don't fire them, because like me, I used to just fire myself. And it can be discouraging, but there is somebody out there who wants the help. And, you know, those little acorns, just like me, here I am, you know, nearly 26 years later, kept on coming in and out. And one day I didn't leave. So there is hope. If you are feeling like, oh, I just don't know if I can do this, you know, just keep opening your heart to God. And as sponsors, that's what we keep doing, just praying for each other. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you, Mo.
Hey, yeah, thank you very much, Susan G. from California. Up next is Diane B., followed by Mary G. And after Mary shares, I'll take another lineup. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Mo. This is Diane B., calling in from Tarrytown, New York. Thank you to everyone who's on the line today, everyone who's doing service, and everyone who's just here to make this meeting. So this is a great reminder here, this paragraph. There are like three different times it says the word if your prospect does not respond at once, if you leave such a person alone, if he had continued to work on them. So this is telling me, giving me guidelines of how I can be a sponsor, how I can be best of service, how I can best be of service. And, you know, again, not every sponsee and sponsor relationship works out. And sometimes there's no relationship, which is okay too. And I'm reminded of a time a few years ago, I had a sponsee who every time I spoke with her, I had to do a 10th step because there was just, it was just annoying me. And I remember talking to my sponsor about it, and she said, well, maybe you should drop this person. And I said, no, she wants to do the work, and I am learning so much. So this relationship between a sponsor and a sponsee is not only for the sponsee, but also for us as sponsors. And this is what we're told throughout this book, that that's like the only assurance we can get to stay recovered is to do the sponsoring and do the service. So no matter how eager I am, and no matter how zealous I am to get a person to do the work and to become a sponsor themselves, it's secondary to the person, the sponsee or the protege, to do the work themselves. And we've heard it before already that they can't be relying on me. I'm not the higher power. All I can do is guide and lead and share my experience, strength, and hope and help that person to find their own higher power and to come to this place of finding a spiritual recovery. So with that, I'm going to pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane from New York. Before I take Mary G., I'll remind everybody that we're on page 96. First paragraph, do not be discouraged, and it ends with who have since recovered of their chance. And after Mary, I'll take another lineup. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Mo. This is Mary G., recovered compulsive overeater in Arizona. And I haven't been on this meeting live for a long time. I've been listening to the recording, and so I'm very happy to be here today, and especially for this paragraph. I have been referred to this paragraph often, and so I'm very familiar with it. You know, my sponsor will point out the word eagerness. Just look for someone who's eager to have what you offer. And what I've realized is that I don't offer to do the work for them. You know, I don't offer to show them how they connect with their higher power. I simply give them my experience, strength, and hope, and tell them that this is how I recovered, and this is what, worked for me. And I love the fact that, you know, there are many people who have gone through the steps with me and have picked up again, and yet they find another sponsor, and or maybe two other sponsors or three, and eventually they get to the point where they put down the food. You know, it's not because of me or any of the other sponsors. It's because their higher power, you know, had finally gotten through to them, and they became ready. They became willing, as it says here, to realize that they cannot recover by themselves. And I, you know, that was me for so long, and I'm so grateful, you know, today for this paragraph, because it just reminds me, don't be discouraged. No matter how many people stay recovered or don't, you are, and that's the important thing. And I'll pass with that, Mo. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mary G. from Arizona. I'm glad you're back on the line, or live. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? Page 96, top of the page, do not be discouraged, and ends with who have since recovered of their chance. Press star 1 to unmute.
Jeff A.
Jeff A. Thank you, Jeff. Who else? You haven't shared in a long time? Now's your time. If you've never shared, now's your time. Press star 1 to unmute.
Josephine M.
Josephine M. Got you, Josephine. Okay, we'll go with those two. We're having a little bit of a slowdown here. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff A., California. What's kind of interesting for me is I have two 12-step programs, and I've sponsored other people in that other program. And I'm sober now in OA, and it's been over 2 years, and I don't know. I can't seem to find a sponsee that has what I want. How to say it. But it works for me. And I go to a lot of meetings, and I listen, and people have talked with me, and I've talked with them, but they've never quite wanted to be to have a sponsor relationship. My sponsor said that it happened to him too. It was actually several years before. There were sponsees. So, I got to let all that stuff go. The program is working for me in spades. I do my three calls a day, read the literature, do service, et cetera. And, but anyways, so I'm just putting that out there too. All right. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff A. from California. And up next is Josephine M., and after Josephine, I'll be able to take about one or two more names. Good morning, Josephine. Press star 1 to unmute. Can't hear you.
Hi, I'm Josephine, compulsive overeater. What stood out for me is the phrase, he may soon become convinced that he cannot recover by himself. And from me, I think it will be important in sharing my story to describe when I reached that stage where I recognized I couldn't do it alone, on my own, and that I needed a power greater than myself, and explain all the different diets and ways I tried to do it on my own strength. And I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Josephine M., and I believe you're from the Caribbean because you introduced yourself earlier. Thank you very much. Okay, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? I think I can take two, maybe three more names.
Donna B.
Gotcha, Donna.
Yvonne
Ann F.
Yvonne. Who was after Yvonne?
Deanne F.
Okay, let's stop there. All right, I have Donna B., Yvonne A., and Deanne F. Hey, good morning, Donna.
Yeah. Good morning, Mo. This is Donna B. My name is spelled D-A-N-A, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. I'm a compulsive overeater, bulimic, and restrictor. And identifying as a restrictor is new for me. I did not know I was a restrictor. I mean, I kind of knew, but I didn't know. And it was through working with a sponsor, and it was even as being a sponsor and staying in touch with my fellows that I came to that awareness on my own through the guidance and reflection and the mirroring of my peers in this program. And I just feel so grateful. As a result of that identification, I became willing to see a new nutritionist. I became willing to eat in a way that is drastically and entirely different than I have been eating for many, many, many years. I've been thinking about nutrients and health, like real health, not just looking healthy, quote unquote, by being thin, but actually being healthy. I've drawn closer to my higher power in a way that I never imagined possible. I now, when I read the big book, I've gone through a process in the past where I changed a lot of the phrases into questions and inquired to identify in. But now as I read the big book and I share the big book with others, I've changed so many of the passages into prayers. So I'm just so grateful for this way of living together in constant companionship with my higher power and also with my fellows, some who I am teaching, some who are teaching me, walking shoulder to shoulder on this journey. It is such a good time in our world, in our lives, to have each other. And with that, I pass.
Oh, thank you very much, Donna B. From Colorado. Up next is Yvonne A., followed by Deanne F. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning, Mo, and thank you so much for your service, and thanks to everyone on the line for the shares this morning. And I'm from BC, Canada. This paragraph really took me back to when I got to the point in the steps where I was starting to look for a sponsee, and it was really, it felt you know, so awkward to be someone who'd never sponsored before, who didn't have any experience, and all of these people who had been in OA for a lot longer than I had, and what could I possibly have to offer? And so it was scary, but I also heard the message that, you know, this is a part of how we are of service. If you want to stay recovered, you are going to have to do this. And so I did, like I had done with many of the other steps, and I just had to trust and take a step into the pool and get my feet wet. And it was difficult and it was challenging. And I don't remember how many sponsees I had started with, and not, you know, either they had just fallen away or they decided they weren't ready or that I wasn't the right person for them. And so it was hard at first. I mean, I have all those classic characteristics of a compulsive overeater. So it was always, what am I doing wrong? Oh, I didn't try hard enough. And then I started talking to some fellows who had been in the program longer than I did, and I realized it is very challenging. This is a tough program. The food is a cunning and baffling addictive substance that we battle with. And so it isn't easy to find, you know, people and help people all the way through the steps and help them to stay recovered. And so as I heard, oh yeah, I've been in 5 years, I only have two people who I've gotten through the steps. I've been in four, I only have one person. It's like, okay, my expectations changed. And that just helped me immensely. Then I just had to find for me, based on how my sponsor had taken me through the steps, and how that compared with the personality I have, because we're very different, how I was going to be able to sponsor people. And sometimes I'm helpful and sometimes I'm not, or maybe I don't see that I'm helpful yet. I always trust that every piece of information that I get is valuable information that I need to know, whether that's from a sponsee, from my sponsor, from a fellow, from someone who has nothing to do with program, but is really earnestly listening and giving me honest and constructive advice. It may not help me immediately, but some point in the future, that seed is going to break through the ground. And I'm going to go, ah, I remember 3 years ago, somebody said this to me, and it took that long. And we, you know, for myself, I can say I'm a slow learner. This is it. I first came into the room. Thanks, Mo. Many years before, and I went away entirely, and it took me another 30 to get back. So with that, I pass, and not thanks for letting me share.
Hey, thank you very much, Yvonne A. from BC, Canada. Deanne, we don't have time for you today, so please come back tomorrow to share. Thank you very much.
No problem,
Mo.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will CJ please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Press star one, CJ. Shelley, are you available to read page 164? Oh, here's CK. CK? Are you there? I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
There you are. Now
okay.
There you are. Okay.
Sorry about all that. All right. First time reader here. CK, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask her in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the person who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with her is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to her and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. This is CK in California. Thanks for letting me be of service.